John Nolan and Gwion Edwards, Paul, how close are they? Have they got any chance for Burton, or are you looking at Sunderland even further ahead?
No, no chance. So that's what that's. So no chance.
Have you got, by the end of the month, it's nothing that bad, is it?
Well, they've been out for months already, so the last season injuries. Still no ready. So yeah, that's where it is.
That's a sizeable blow on top of the ones you've already had this summer, isn't it? Two players who'd have been right in the mix for this weekend and subsequent games.
Well, the one that's probably riled me the most is Toto's one. So Bishop's I can put up with because it's a compact injury. Nolan's was last season, Guion's last season, Freddie's last season, Jack's last season. So they ones I can kind of put up with. The other one, Toto one's the one that's probably been the most disappointing.
Do either of these two need an operation? Anything along those lines? How are you going to plan to get them back involved?
Who?
Weon and John that we haven't seen this.
The lads are doing, they're doing really fine running wise now. They're doing well on that. So, but they're not ready for this.
Have you ever known a situation like this at the start of a season with so many of your big hitters arguably unavailable?
No, I haven't. Nothing like this at all. I said before, when you finish the season, you expect people to come back fit. The lads have not been fit.
James Wilson, you've had him here a few weeks. He's played in a few games. Are you going to offer him something?
We have to because we're very short. Luke's out, Toto's out. You've got two kids, so we need something. We need to try and do something. So we'll see how things go. But it'd be short term that one.
What are his strengths? What have you liked about him the last few weeks?
He's just done really well, James. I think he's a really good footballer. He's not frightened to go and go where it hurts. Really, he's got experience as well in that area. To go with two really young ones would be a big ask.
Is he set to play tomorrow?
I don't know. I'll see what happens.
Anything else close in terms of income? And so when we spoke a week ago, your ideal world scenario was three new arrivals.
Yeah, unless they've come in the back door, there's nobody coming in, you know. So, which is frustrating, but that's football here. And as I said before, we identified guys, it's not materialised, so that's where we are.
What's been the issue? Clubs asking for too much money, players asking for too much money. Where's the stumbling block been?
Work it yourself. You work it yourself.
A lack of budget here? A lack of investment?
You work it yourself. They're not coming. That's the way it is. We have to go with what we've got. The lads will give us everything. We're really young. But we're ready for the game.
Has it surprised you how difficult it's been to bring in players this summer, or did you kind of foresee this?
No, it's just the way the clubs run. It's the way it is.
Do you need a bit of help?
Of course we do.
From the owner, do you need some more funds to have a real crack at this season?
We've brought in two free transfers, one loan, maybe one short term. Don't need to be Einstein-y, so to see what it is.
Is that enough to get out of this division?
No, it's not. Absolutely not. No.
So you really must be tearing your hair out. I mean, it's clear from your body language, from what you're saying, how frustrated and angry you are.
Yeah, no, I'm not happy with the situation, with the things are. But the clubs have brought, as I said before, the clubs have brought in clubs, got a great fan base behind it. We've got lads that need a bit of help. We can't sit here and say it's right what's happening, you know.
Does Marcus understand your frustration?
Yeah.
But he's not willing to do too much about it.
Don't normally ask him that as well, you know.
Will Norris, you brought him in the last few days. Was he always your first choice if and when Bart moved on?
No, I knew about Will because I saw Will playing a couple of times. A really, really good goalkeeper. He's always been performing well. I think Will Norris, at the time of some, was excellent. And, so two really good goalkeepers. Really good. Bart had to go. I think he needed a change as well for his self. And I think a change for him will be really good. So.
I think town fans got quite excited when QPR signed Mark Pugh at the start of the week. Does that mean that Alan Judge is here now for sure?
Well, that's it. Well, I'm sitting with you. Yeah, I think it's put to bed, you know.
That's great news, isn't it? I mean, that must have been a concern in the back of your mind that you were going to lose one of your best players on the eve of the new season.
Yeah, but that was not my concern. The concern is the lack of players coming in. That's my concern.
Is that going to change over the course of the next few weeks? There's lack of players. I mean, it's not ideal starting the season without them, but do you see the wheels being put in motion?
I really don't know.
Tom Elliott, has that been close this week? Is that one that's on ice on loan from Millwall?
No, it's not going to happen, no.
Was that very close? Is that one that's really kind of got your goat, that was close and then there was something that pitch?
No, things like that fall through, but that's football. I don't mind all that sort of stuff. You know.
You're going to have to go down the route of more loans. You didn't want that. No, you wanted one or two. Is that kind of the fallback? Are we going to see that now?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know, honestly. That's me being totally honest. All I'm interested is a game tomorrow. Everything else after that will happen.
And Flynn's available, isn't he? After what happened last weekend, there's no problem with him. But have you had a little word with him this week?
No, I haven't. I'll probably speak to him today. You know, really, really good player. Really good player. And he's, obviously, everybody knows he's got that. But tackles are part of the game. But again, he's a young player learning the game. And tackles like that will happen to him more times than not throughout his career. But you can't react the way you've done. And he knows that. So, but again, it's learning. It's part of the learning players, or the young players' learning curve. He's just got to handle that, and they'll get involved with things like that.
Because it can be a big season for him, can't it? The likes of him and Andre and Miles and maybe Josh as well.
It's big for everybody, not just the young players. It's big for everybody connected with the club, supporters, people working in the stadium, everybody. It's big for everybody.
Can you have a real go this season? Be up there pushing?
We have to. We have to try it. We don't know. We have guys that have never played at this level. We have guys, young guys. We've come out of the academy. We have a really young side, one or two experienced guys, but nobody knows what's going to happen. But when we're on song and we have everybody fit, we're a good side.
Is it still more experienced players you're looking for to kind of supplement these young boys?
No, you can get mixed up with experience. With the experience only comes with either age or how many games people play. So people could play 200 games, could be 21 years old. That's experience because you played the. They've played the games. We have to try and boost the score. That's apparent.
What about the pressure of getting up this season? Are you feeling that, whether it's from Marcus or from supporters, just in general?
You've got to be kidding me on, running the pressure. I've played with massive clubs. I've been at massive clubs, manager. It's been my life. If that's going to happen to me, it happens. Don't matter to me. It really doesn't matter to me what happens. It's whether I'm here or not. The most important thing is the football club and the team and the supporters. That's the most important thing. It's not me, it's no the staff, no nobody. It's the team and the club that's the most important. So whatever Marcus does, I'm not gonna roll up my bed in the morning and think, oh, I wonder what's gonna happen. Don't matter.
How's your relationship with Marcus at the moment?
It's good. It's good. He says his bits, I say my bit. And it's somewhere along the line you try to meet in the middle. So
sounds like you're on a different page at the moment, the two of you.
No, you're saying that.
I wondered.
Well, you can't allegate that. It's no, we're not on a different page. We know. The two of you know exactly where it is, but it's not my money.
Would it be failure if Ipswich Town didn't go up at the first time of asking this season, do you think?
Well, why do we have a divine right to go up? You answer me that.
There's no divine right for any team exactly. To go up. I just wondered if, given the heritage of the club, the number of years in the championship, 4 years since the playoffs, whether it would be a failure if you didn't bounce straight back up.
Sunderland got relegated last year, never done it. It's a huge club, huge fan base, never done it. You don't have a divine right, you have to earn it. We have to earn the right to go up. We have to get... What I do know is that the club's got an unbelievable fan base behind it, will drive it on. And you use the emotion of the crowd to drive you on. As I said, we are a really young side. Guys that have not done it at this level, no played at this level, let alone anything else. But we're a good side when we're on it. But we'll lose games. That's apparent. We'll lose games. But we'll also get a right good go.
And you talked about what was a phenomenal reaction from the crowd last season, so much goodwill. But do you now know that you have to start winning games? Is it kind of like that for you now?
Aye, but you asked me the question. Am I worried about getting sacked? No. You can do it tomorrow, you can do it for Sunday. Don't matter. The most important thing is the club. That's always the case, isn't it? So whether I'm here or no or whatever, it's irrelevant. The most important thing is that Ipswich Town Football Club. That's the most important thing.
And it would help to keep those fans on side, wouldn't it?
The fans are brilliant. I've got nothing but praise about the fans. It's a phenomenal support they've got behind it. And it's there. And they're all coming back, which is great. They said they're before they're going into the community. That's the most important. Nobody else. It's a supporter. The support, without the support, you don't have a game.
And do you still get the buzz, still get the excitement at 5 to 3 tomorrow afternoon, as you did as a player, as you did the first day of every single season? Any butterflies as well? What will the emotions be like?
Same as what it has been when I started playing professional football when I was 15. The same feeling. I love the game. I love the game of football. I love the adrenaline rush. all the things you love. The other side of it is a little bit different. But the actual game and the actual being involved with the team and the support, then it's great. We have a great support up there. We're a scalp for every team to beat us. You handle it. You have to handle it.
Make a difference if you can get a good start. Not necessarily just this one game, but over the course of August, wouldn't it, to kind of get some momentum, which the club hasn't had for a long time.
Yeah, but we can only go and try and win. You try and do everything you can to win. That's what we'll try and do. We know what we're going to try and do. Injuries are there. Everybody, it's apparent. Everybody knows who's injured and who's not. Who's suspended, who's not. That's part and parcel of the game. But we have to try and get a team on the pitch that, in our view, is going to go and win.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Paul, just one from me. I mean, yeah. Just regarding this transfer situation, is it a case of where you're having to sell to buy now, or?
There could be a bit of that. Donovan, there could be a bit of that. But we have to wait and see.
Yeah.
We have to wait and see.
But bearing in mind the players that you have available and you want to try and keep, that makes it very difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's exactly that. But that's a challenge of management at times, you know. You don't mind that can happen. It's the size of the club. It's the size of the club and the expectancy level of the club. It's really big. And the history of what happened in the past attached to it with a great team. Great teams of lads have been promoted here in the great UEFA Cup team. The history of the club's huge. And quite rightly it should have that feeling about it. Yeah, but if you have to sell to bring people in, then I'm pretty sure then that's going to be a factor. All right.
Has there been interest in any of your players or something?
Apart from Judgy, other than that, I've not really heard too much other than Judgy really.
You said last week that three in was the number.
Yeah.
Is that still the number?
Yeah, but they're not going to come in before tomorrow, that's for sure, you know. So, and then hopefully Nolan and Edwards and that start to come back,
yeah.
which had it. Total, Luke will be back. So, hopefully you get one or two back, then it becomes stronger.
If a striker's still on the agenda, is Will Keane somebody that could be revisited? Obviously, the player you like did well.
No, listen, Will done really well. He got a really bad injury with his hamstring. I don't know what he's been doing training-wise, or if he's training with a team or individual. You can't compare if you're training individually to a team. It's impossible. You'll never get the fitness back. So even if we were to sign Will Keane, the number of weeks it would take him up to speed would be... You could win to September. Easy. And you miss 8 or 9 games. So... The likelihood is would be no.
Yeah.
Likelihood.
If you knew you'd be in this situation, would you have allowed
Ellis
Harrison to move on?
Yeah, no, Ellis had to go. Aye. I think that was important for Ellis to say. I don't want to keep somebody here that want to go or maybe finds himself doing the pecking order or whatever it is. You don't want that to happen. Nor would come in and been unbelievable for us. Jackson's playing well, so Idris is stepping up to the plate. So there is options there, but we need to still a little bit of help there.
So would Ellis have been behind all of those, do you think, if he was...
No, because everybody's on a clean slate at the start of the season. Everybody's always in a... It's who kind of performs in the pre-season games where you think, okay, he's playing well, we can go with him. So everybody would have been an equal, you know.
A few people have put their hands up in pre-season, I think Danny Rowe we're about to speak to, he's someone that's looked good.
Been excellent, really, really good, and I think he's playing with a lot of confidence at the minute, Danny, so it's whether I play him in behind the strikers or I've got options with him, but he's playing really, really well.
How's Alan Judge's head? Where's that at?
It's on his shoulders at the moment. You knew that question. Yeah.
It would be easy for him, though, to be down and sort of looking at what hasn't happened, but is he here at
Ipswich
Town? Is his head in the game?
He's fine.
Yeah,
he's totally fine. The only thing Judge lacks is probably game time.
Yeah.
Everything else, he's fine, and yeah, so there's no problem there.
He looked like his old self at Cambridge, the same player that finished last season.
Yeah.
Getting in amongst it, getting busy.
Yeah, it's just his lack of game time. That's the only thing we judge. Everything else, he's in no bad place, you know.
Is he in contention to start, despite that lack of game
time? I don't know. We've got that many injuries. I don't know. I'm going to see if the under threes are fit. So see if I can take an under three up, you know.
Do you know your team, bro?
Eh?
Do you know your team? Yeah?
Once I see the under fours and fives playing, I'll look at them this morning. I'll decide if they're fit.
A few others missing. Miles Kendall was ill.
Is he okay? Yeah, he's okay.
And Jordan Roberts as well. What was his
he got injured at Colchester, and he's not done anything since then. So we have to see.
Are you excited for the start of the season?
I'm looking forward to when the real game starts. Well, yeah. This friendly, and now it's for real. Yeah, looking forward to that.
This is your first opening day for quite some time.
Yeah. Looking forward to the support again. The support's brilliant. That's what makes the club. The support makes the club. I'm looking forward to that and that feeling of that adrenaline rush. Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Paul, sorry, Phil. I was reading that when you got the approach from Marcus, you were somewhat reluctant. You maybe said no, but then you changed your mind and said yes.
Yeah.
At this moment in time, do you have any regrets?
No, I think I wouldn't have changed for the world to be in front of support. The support's been brilliant, and the feeling towards us as staff since we've come in, I think, has been unrivaled. I think that's been apparent. I would never change the support for anything, for all the money in the world, because they've been brilliant with me. So frustration and the way probably things don't get done as quick as the way, but that's football. But it's certainly a little bit different. But the support I would need change.
Thank you. You said about things not getting done as quick. Is that the structure of the club? Is that?
I don't know, because I'm no too long here. You'll know better than I do. I don't know how it kind of works. But I've been at a lot of clubs and played at a lot of clubs. So maybe it is. Maybe it is over here.
The owner is obviously involved with other stuff, and it's him who deals with all the transfer negotiations. Mm-hmm. Other businesses to run.
Mm.
Do you think that is behind the sort of slows? I have heard this from other people in the past, agents and people like that.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I really don't. Oh, I don't know. But all I'm interested in is the football club. So that's all I'm interested in is the club, the team, the support. That's no outside influence on anything else, or worry about anything else on the outside. It's the football club is the most important.
And obviously there's been a few quid come in from Ellis and also from Sellons.
Hang on a minute. Ellis Harrison's money goes back to Bristol Rovers.
How much of that went? A significant
amount. All of it.
All of it?
Yeah, so there's no money come in.
How does that deal work then? If it all goes back to him, for Bristol Rovers? The
sell on things, whatever it is. Because why doesn't it come in here? If it came in here, then I'm pretty sure they'll spend it. Have you seen me buy anybody?
No, this is what I was going to say. It's a frustration. You've seen money come in from Matt Clark, Salon, and one or two others. I'm sure Tyrone as well, obviously.
Okay, Mings, Clark,
yeah.
Maybe Webster.
Yeah.
We haven't bought one player.
No, this is what I'm saying. The fact that the money has come in and there's not been anything to spend.
I don't know. I don't know if the money's come in. Nobody's told me it has come in, and nobody told me... I don't know.
But that is obviously the crux of the issue, that there's not been any money given to you to spend.
Whatever way the deals are structured before I came in, whenever the money comes in, it could be 3 years' time down the line, 4 years down the line, it could be now. I don't know. But you haven't seen one player being, I've not bought a player.
No. Emma Hughes.
Yeah.
One of the big positives out of pre-season was his involvement regularly in the first 90 minutes since, I think, the end of the 16-17 season, I think. How's he doing now?
Doing really well. Emir, it's a long time no playing 90 minutes. Hell of a long time. but he's doing really, really well. The secret is to keep him fit. But the lad's in a good place at the minute. And he's a really good footballer, really good. Just needs that game scenario for him, for himself, you know.
Is he ready to start?
I don't know. We'll decide later on and see. But he's done really well in pre-season, so I'm happy with him.
And Freddie signed a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was the club showing faith in him, which...
Yeah.
He's out till November, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
He was doing great for me, and I'm only going by a short time that we've been here. He was doing really, really well, and the unfortunate injury there. And I think he's a really good player, Freddie, a real threat. And I think he's doing really well. Him doing really well with his rehab. So I think it was only right that Freddie came back.
And Dylan Crowe, he's back a few times. Not signing his contract, a lot of discussions over
it.
Finally put pen to paper last week. Pleased with that?
Yeah, but I think Dylan wanted to go in the first place, you know. So, and then something's happened, it falls through, and you end up re-signing here. So I'm pretty sure the club don't want to get scalded again, where maybe some young players leave and then they go and get sold on for the lads you've just mentioned there. I'm pretty sure you don't want that to happen to you, you know?
Mm. He's obviously a name because he's played for England youth at lots of levels and has been in the papers because of apparent interest from bigger clubs. Is he one that could come into your thoughts over the course of the season, not necessarily immediately?
No, he's not ready for that. Dylan's not ready for that. He's not, dear, oh dear. It's too big a jump for that. Not quite ready for that. Maybe... Future, nobody knows, but I'm not sure he's quite ready for that at the minute.
And
report
last night that Barry Cotter and Aaron Dryden are going to a Swedish club. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the lads are out there for a few days to see how it goes and how it feels. So the club sanctioned that.
To give them a bit of experience, is that the idea?
Yeah, it's the experience. You only get that by playing. Whether it's in England or whether it's in Sweden or wherever, you've got to play games, you know.
I don't think you actually mentioned Burton very much, have you? What do you know about Burton
now? Tough game. I've got a lot of time for Nigel. I like the way he goes around it. It's a hard game. Small surroundings and things like that. So they did a great cup run last year. But it'll be tough. But I've got a lot of time for Nigel. He's done a good job.
So it's given the way that last season went. Do you think it's important to establish a winning mentality and a kind of habit of winning early in the season?
You have to win, yeah. You have to win games. The games are about winning. It's you have to win. There's nothing better in your own career if you look back like, well, I won X, Y, and Z. So I think that's and when you start to win, it becomes a momentum thing. So that's what we have to get.
And how is confidence in the squad?
Fine, lads are. As I said before, whether you win every pre-season game, whether you lose it, nothing can take care of the real ball. Lads are good. They know there's a few of their teammates injured. But if we're on it, then let's see what happens.
And